So I am here with Jabril McDuffie, who is a resident of Dallas, and I'm going to ask her a few questions about maybe some things that have taken place over the course of the last, 12 months or so. So where in Dallas do you live, Jabril?
I live in the historic neighborhood of Joppa, locally known as the community of Joppy. And it is a...
Is it Joppa or Joppy?
Well, on paper, it is spelled J-O-P-P-A, and so phonetically, one would call it Joppa, but the locals and people who have been in the community for generations pronounce it in various ways, and so one of the ways that, one of the pronunciations that has stuck is Joppy. I've heard Jaffy, I've heard... the spellings have been different, J-O-P-P-E-E, J-O-P-P-Y, J-O-P-P-A is the spelling that is on paper, on maps
okay.
in Dallas. So.
So what is historical about Joppy, if I may call it that?
Yeah. Well, Joppy is a freedman's town where it's one of the few freedman's towns that are still around. Or in existence. Joppy is an area where after slaves were freed, after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, and actually a few years after for Texas, slaves became aware of the fact that they had been freed from slavery. People settled, free slaves settled in that area, and they built their homes there and founded the community, built businesses, and there are quite a few generations that are still representing those families today.
And you've lived there since when?
I moved in to Joppy, into the community, in 2007.
So you're not one of the families that's been there
forever. I'm not one of the families that has originated from that community, but I am a happy and proud member of the community today.
And so you you grew up in what part of the country?
I grew up on the East Coast. I'm from New Jersey.
So somebody from New Jersey mm-hmm. found their way to this very specific town in Dallas. How did that happen?
Well, I moved to Texas because I have a brother who was already in Texas and was in the military, and then he went to school at Paul Quinn College, and
which is a historically black institution
black, exactly.
here in Dallas. Okay,
and he was, he got a full baseball scholarship.
Oh,
and
wow.
So he never came. He never went back to New Jersey. He made Texas his home, and I had two kids in New Jersey at the time, and I was divorced, newly divorced, and looking just to kind of start a new
change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so my brother encouraged me to come out and visit, and I was just so flabbergasted at how inexpensive
his apartment. Oh, the prices?
Right.
Jersey prices exactly. versus Dallas prices.
Exactly. So I was like, sold.
Difference.
Exactly.
Big difference.
Yeah, so he was a single dad at the time, and so I was a divorced mom, and so we raised our kids together, and
that's great,
and supported each other until we were able to buy our own houses.
Yeah. So now you've been kind of active in the Joppy neighborhood lately. Tell me a little bit about what you've been up to lately.
Lately, I have been involved with an organization called the Joppa Freedmen's Town Association that was formed in light of a zoning application that was placed with filed with the Dallas City Hall, and the community had got wind of the possibility of Union Pacific getting the zoning application approved for the installation of some batch plant companies.
What's a batch
right
plant?
Right outside. So a batch plant company is it mixes concrete, and
okay.
It has those type of businesses have or industry that type of industry has been pretty much known for emitting particulate matter or some just pollution. It is not necessarily it doesn't contribute to good air quality in the area that they tend to operate in. So
how'd that turn out?
Well, it turned out it was a victory for the Joppa community because some community members rallied together. We got petitions signed, and residents were able to organize and go to City Hall and talk about how we did not agree with we didn't want the that type of industry to be allowed to operate outside of our community. And so after many months of going back and forth with City Hall and getting the matter postponed and the decision postponed, and we were able to, as a community, get together along with community organizations that were in support of our community surrounding, Inclusive Communities, the Inclusive Communities Project, and Downwinders at Risk, and the Sierra Club, and the Dallas chapter of the NAACP. I mean, we were able to get some support and
information. Were you expecting that kind of support when you started out?
Initially, no. But and so when we got it, it was so refreshing and so encouraging. And when we thought maybe our voices would not be heard, we felt very empowered. To have support from people who agreed that we needed to, allow our voices to be heard. And so with that support, we ended up getting the zoning application denied. And
congratulations.
Pacific was not,
So wait, so now you tell me about what you guys were trying to keep out of the community. What are you trying to have in the community? Or maybe you have what you want.
Right. Well, I mean, there's so many things. When I first moved into the community, I saw that there was no recreational center for families that were in the community. There were no real wasn't a grocery store, like no sidewalks. I mean, there was just so many things that the community lacked that really, in my opinion, should be basic amenities that every community should have. And so at this point, the need for a resource center would be a fantastic, addition to our community. And not only that, because because our community, Joppa, is a freedman's town, I just feel like there's so much history, rich history, that should be shared with other people, where, people should be able to come and tour our community and get a chance to see some of the, there's still some old houses that have been in place for, for generations. There's some landmarks that should be, shared with
other
people.
What kind of landmark?
There is an area that I was shown called, and it was a whipping post. It's a hard thing to think about, but I think it's important to, to share with people, and especially our, you know, our young people.
Young people,
so that they can understand that not long ago, literally not long ago, these are the things that were happening to people of, you know, to Black people. And, you know, and this is, hopefully it would encourage them to, you know, to understand that there were so many sacrifices that were made. And so, you know, when you don't understand your purpose, then you think about, you know, hopefully we think about some of the real atrocities that our people suffered, you know, our forefathers suffered to make things different for us today, you know, and better. So, you know, those things should be shared. And so I really do hope that going forward, now that our community has so much attention, and that we could really move toward making it a place that represents our history, American history, and people can come and be a part of that, and, you know, visit and see that right here locally, there's that very special place that, you know.
I like that where you say it's American history.
Exactly.
Whooping post and all, it is American history. I like that.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for talking to me.
All right. Thank you.